Okay, here we go. Five short ideas for our parshas Vayelech Shabbos Shuvah Tavshin Pei Beis. Learning by the Nishma Sarah Basra Mordechai, my great grandma's Yotzah was today. And Rechapar Basra Moshe Nachman Daniel Ben Ari Tzvi. Wishing everyone a Gemara Chesim Etoiva. Ah, here we go. First idea comes to us from the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, Parshas Vayelech 30 Psukim, jam packed Parsha Dov. Vayelech Moshe Vaydaber, Saladurma, Aila, Akol Yisrael. Moshe is about to tell Chai Yisrael. At the end of the day, he's not going to be able to go back and forth, and Yeshua is about to take over. It says it told us Yaakov Yosef, what's the deep idea? Vayelech Moshe Vaydaber, Saladurma, Aila. Vayelech Moshe, where did he go? So said the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, before he's about to give him his last speech, before he's about to give them his last talk to Klal Yisrael, first he wanted to go talk to himself. First he wanted to be able to go speak to himself. Because you know the Gemara says, before you give tochacha, you have to give tochacha to yourself. First you have to go bring, and then you have to, but you have to include yourself. But Zev lo tisal avachil lahashich alavachil latzis az meir klal. Raki shati v'atzmu imon. Vayelech v'idaber Moshe v'moshe v'idaber otzolma k'shedaber divet tochacha halach Moshe atzmu imahem. Moshe Rabbeinu is about to give him his last message. At the end of the day, he wanted to include himself within Klal Yisrael. And the leader concludes himself, Lo Yitzarach La'atzma, Ela Tovas HaKlal Kol Yisrael. At the end of the day, he wanted to be able to bring in himself into Klal Yisrael. And in many ways, that's exactly what Rosh Hashanah, and that's exactly what Yom Kippur is. Ein Melech below Am, the Gemara tells us. He can't be Mamach the Rabbon Shem, the king, without being part of the nation. And after Rav Shuran, all the Sfarim say, is at the end of the day, yes, we're focusing on our Banan al-Makom. But at the end of the day, Yom Kippur now, we're mamish minutes, we're days, 6 days away from Yom Kippur, 7 days away from Yom Kippur. You know Yom Kippur is only, Gemara and Yuma tells us it's only Mechaper on Ben Adam al-Makom. But Ben Adam al-Khaver, we got to make sure to be able to go, you have to be Asherat al-Khaver, you have to be able to make sure to make amends. Moshe Rabbeinu teaches us this lesson. Before he gives the speech to Klal Yisrael, he includes himself. He brings himself within Klal Yisrael. Like Yishati v'Asam Imahin. The koach of Achdus, the koach to be able to realize it's not about just giving over holy messages, but it's including yourself within the message. What an incredible idea about leadership. I told this of Yosef from Avshor. Moving on to idea number two. Idea number two comes to us with the Tefer Shomer of Radomsk. Third pasuk in our parsha. Hashem alokecha hu avor lefanecha hu yashmi esagoyim ha'ilam lefanecha v'yishtem yishoshua so'over lefanecha kasher dibi Hashem. At the end of the day, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to help you pass over, and Yoshua is going to be able to help you inherit the land, just like Kadosh Baruch Hu said. But here it says, Hashem Hu over lefanecha, he'll pass over there for you. And then later on, in the pasuk says, Yehoshua Hu over lefanecha. So we see that these two Hu overs. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be an over, and Yeshua is going to be an over. Says the Tefer Shom, a beautiful idea. At the end of the day, the same way the Kadosh Baruch Hu is no say avon over al pesha, we are going to say this over and over again in Slichos and especially on Yom Kippur, the Kadosh Baruch Hu passes over the pesha. He doesn't look at the details. He looks at the neshama. He looks at the whole person. He looks at his past. He looks at his present. He looks at the future. He doesn't see. He sees the neshama. He doesn't see the fault. He doesn't see the shortcomings. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is who over lefanecha. Says the Tefer Shom, a true leader, Yehoshua. Kach gam hamani Yehoshua hu over lefanecha. Not just saying that he's going to pass them over to bring them into Eretz Yisrael. Yehoshua is going to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mahurachum afatarachum. And just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an oiver. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is an oiver. Which means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does look at the one detail. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mavir rishon. The Gemara tells us Rosh Hashanah Yud Zayin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's mavir every little, he looks past every little sin here and there. It's the same thing by a leader. When a leader is not supposed to look at the flowings, a leader, a Jew is supposed to see the neshama. A Jew is supposed to see the pintel yid. Da'astan as soon as tov al Yisrael to only look for the good. And this is the Rabbi Nachman Reish Pei Beis. If we're going to talk about Rosh Hashanah, you can't not talk about Rabbi Nachman Reish Pei Beis. Rabbi Nachman says at the end of the day, we have to make sure to always look for the good within others. And at the end of the day, the first good we have to look within the good within ourselves to find the nekuda tova. Once we find the Nekuda Tova within ourselves, then we can find the Nekuda Tova in others. And I thought such an incredible idea from the Tefer Shlomo of Radomsk. It says, "Who over lefanecha, the Rebbeinu Shem is going to bring you over, not just bring you over, but Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to pass over the sins, right? The lashon of no se'ovon va'over al pesha." The same thing by Yehoshua, by the leader. Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, don't look at the details, don't look at the one here, look at the neshama, look at the full picture. Like I think Rav Judah Michel writes in his incredible sefer about Derech, which I'm sure everybody has about. Shout out, excellent sefer. You don't need my haskama, but it's an excellent sefer. So he writes from Rav David Trank that what happened was there was a story that these two Tamidim are on a bus. Then he realized there was a guy behind them. They were talking about they snuck a TV into the yeshiva. And what happened was is that the guy runs over to Rabbi Trank. He calls him up And he says, did you ask them on Mesechta they're learning? Did you ask them what they're learning for Seder? Did you ask them what Halacha Seder? He said, no, I just heard them talk about the TV. He said, I don't need details. You have to know the whole picture. You should have asked them what they're learning. Don't focus on the one on the TV. They snuck in the TV. That was someone, a true leader. Yes, of course, I'm sure Rabbi Trig dealt with it. But to see the neshama, to see the whole picture, what an incredible insight from Tiferet Shlomo, from Rabbi Nachman, from Rabbi Trig, quoted by Rabbi Judah. Moving on to idea number three. Idea number three comes to us from the Imre Yosef of Spinka, of Yosef, Yosef Meir of Spinka. So Chassid Yogan Alina, I once heard, the first time I heard of him was from Rav Weinberger Shlita, my Rebbe. Vayikra, Pazik, Lamed Av Zayin, beginning of Shlishi. Vayikra, Moshe, Yeshua, Vayomei Lav, Vayinei Chol Yisrael Chazak, Vayamatz, Moshe calls Yeshua and tells him to be strong, tells him in front of all the class to be strong. Ki ata tavos ha'am hazeh, el ha'art ha'shar nishba ha'shem l'kel, avos ha'am, this ha'am ata, the time chmin ha'osam. You're going to be able to inherit the land, you will bring all of Klai Yisrael in. Rashi on the spot. Rashi says, ki ata tavos ha'am hazeh, at the end of the day, Moshe brings the Zakenim Shabador Yah Imcha. Moshe brought the Zakenim with him. Essentially, Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Yeshua at the end of the day, you're going to have the Zakenim with you and look to them for advice. Look to them for advice. The only thing you have to do is by yourself. Zakenim Shabador Yah Imcha, says the Imran Yosef. What's the deeper idea over here? Hiskalos ima klaal, Zakenim Shabador Yah Imcha. You should make sure to be one with the Zakenim of the door. He aruva shaloi kachigalav, was a yalav, abiyad, beyad, lavol, eretz, lo kol mishcho. Once you have shalom, once you have peace, we know the Gemara tells us in Nooks at the end of the last mission. And when you have shalom, you have all the brachas in the entire world. He says it to be a true leader. He's about to make sure you have, not only you have peace with the Zakenim, you have to look to them for advice. Look to them, to hone in on them. You're going to be the leader, yes, but make sure to take your anivas. You know, Yeshua was a Baal Nova, just like Moshe Rabbeinu was. Says the Spinker Rebbe, at the end of the day, make sure to always ask for their advice. Make sure you have that achdus of them. This is exactly what we just spoke about, the first idea, but I think it bears saying it again. When someone asks from Nassim Tzvi, what should you think about on Yom Noram? He says two words, somebody else. The koch of achdus, when Rav Pam, say this again, but Rav Pam said, the most important time is when you leave Shul on Rosh Hashanah. And maybe we have to focus on Ben Adam Mechaveru. Why did Rav Pam say that? Because it's very easy to be a good Jew on Rosh Hashanah. What about when you leave? You're talking about the Baal Tukei, you're talking about the Baal Shachris, the Baal Musaf, you're talking about this. What are you talking about? At the end of the day, that's to be able to make sure, to be like the Imre Yosef, when Rashi tells us that the Kinim Shabbat Shabbador Ye Imcha, Moshe was telling Yeshua, make sure they're with you. You look to them for advice, says the Spinker Rebbe. When you have Shalom, you have everything. At the end of the day, that was the message from Rav Nassim Sin, Rav Pam, especially Yom Noram. Avinu Malkenu. Avinu wants to see how we're treating his children, how we're treating his sons and daughters. At the end of the day, I have an extra emphasis on our midos and our kindness and our patience this week. Because at the end of the day, Zekinim Shabador Yimcha. For Yeshua, it was the advice. How much more so for us? Credibility from the Spinker Rebbe, from Rav Nassim Sin, Rav Pam, moving on to D4. D4 comes for us from the Akedas Yitzchak. Not the case of Alexander, but there's the Akeda, this is the Baal Akeda, Rabbi Isaac, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Moshe Aroma, Spanish rabbi, one of the late Rishonim, early Achronim. Beautiful, beautiful sefer. So I saw it quoted in his name, Akeda Yitzchak. Such a beautiful idea. Yitzav Moshe is also some 10th pasuk in our Parsha Lamed Aleph. Yitzav Moshe is also lemar, Kit Sheva Shanim, Memoish, Nasa Shemitah, Bechad, Vesukas. The end of the 7th year, it's going to be the end of the 7th year, and you're going to have the Shnas HaShemitah and the Chag HaSukkos, and everyone's going to come to Yerushalayim to hear the Torah. The end of the day, what's this connection of Shemitah and coming to Yerushalayim to hear the Torah? Sheivcha b'tchir tikra zozot nega kla Yisrael ba'aznayim. So you have the message of Hakel that says, that the Akeh Sitzchak, that this is for the year after Shemitah, l'acha Shnas HaShemitah, kashir b'meshach chol Hashanim ha'yiptur mikol da'igos v'tir tzal shalvot v'sadeh v'peron chavos. Yes, the whole year you were putter from all the worries about Shemitah, just like this year. All the farmers, they're putter. Hu hazman ha'matim b'yoyser k'dei sh'yichin so divrei Torah l'mochus l'vavos l'igal tu karoi. The year after Shemitah. The year after Shemitah is able to make sure that obviously during Shemitah that all the farmers will be learning. But even after, to show their bonus shop, at the end of the day, you didn't focus, you didn't forget. At the end of the day, the Torah study, that learning Torah into our hearts, into our souls, that's what protects us the most. After the 7th year, after the Shanas Shemitah, going back to be able to learn, having the Hakel, having the Limud Torah. And at the end of the day, Hashem Rabbi says this, Hashivinu Avinu, L'sor Secha. Look at the Bracha in Shimon Esrei. The one who comes to Tshuva, Asar Simei Tshuva, Hashivinu Avinu, L'sor Secha. Comes down to Limud Torah. We have to take on a little bit of extra learning, a little bit, it could be an extra minute here. Everyone is on their own page. Everyone's on their own scale. Everyone knows what they're able to do. But Rabbi Shabtai, like Rabbi Shabtai said, from the Rishonim, and I forgot exactly who, but we go above and beyond. Like this week, the Shulchan Aruch writes that someone who's not careful for Chalav Yisrael throughout the whole year, or past Yisrael the whole year, this is the week they should do it. Because if we go above and beyond for the Rabbonu Shalom, even if we don't deserve it, Chodesh Baruch will go above and beyond for us as well. At the end of the day, the Kedesh Yisrael tells us, yeah, they have every right to be able to go back to work the land. But at the end of the day, when they go back to learn, they have Hakel, they're showing their Rabbonu Shalom, they know what's Iker. And that's exactly the avodah of Aseret Yisrael. Hashivina Avinu, says the Tosher Rebbe, the Sar Secha, by the Tama Torah, beautiful idea from that, the Baal Akedah, Kedesh Yitzchok. And from the Tosher Rebbe, moving on to idea number 5. The number 5 comes to us, the Bar Moshe, of Kuznets, I believe maybe it was the Avodah Yisrael, Kuznets' son, Rav Moshe El Yochim Bria Mekuznets. Says, Laman Aleph Yutat, Ata Kitzu, Lachem Zashir Azos, Lamdes B'nai Yisrael, Sima B'fiyan Lantir, Lea Shir Azos, the Eid B'nai Yisrael. That the Torah should be a song to you, the tongue should be a song. But what's this Lashon Va'ata? And now, we know Chazal tells us, Va'ata, Ein Va'ata, El Lashon Tshuva. What's the Tshuva here? Says that at the end of the Sha'ire, Al Yod Azokh Mitzalas Lorom Amala, but Oifan Shah, Shira Azos. What do you mean to make Torah? That your life should be a song. Tia Bechakuka Ba'atznechem Bechirbechem. Let them into Atal Kitsu Lachem. What's the actual word Lachem doing there? That it should be in you. Shari Ein Orach Loromos Hashem Metshuva. There should be something separate from you. This is how I act on Rosh Hashanah. This is how I act on Yom Kippur. No, it's got to be part of the book. Ba'ato. When part of now doing tshuva, kisvu lachem, you should write it on your soul, in your innards, in your penimius, like Rabbi Meir says, v'tzarech adam lashuv v'tshuva me'om mek libu al kol nyanei ha-ratzon, kol ma ha-ratzon em she'enem karoi ko echel v'inyo l'kaba al-tzmen, l'ratzos rakas v'shevis v'avotrozo v'arosso, sheba oimik, rak him and tzivis pe'emes. But at the end of the day, they have to work on the details, but at the end of the day, we have to change in our inner essence. We want to show the Rabbonu Shalom, it's not just about our action, but it's our penimius, it's our lachem, says Rabbi Meir. Yom Yom Terkecha, page 123, in this beautiful new Seva, Yom Terkecha, on Rosh Hashanah, on Aser Shem Yitzchuva. At the end of the day, it says the Ber Moshe of Kuznets, Va'ata, Ein Lashem La'ata, Shuva, Kisvu Lachem, write it on your soul, Lachem, it should be in your Bekirbechem, it should be in you. Not just this is how I act in Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and then back to my old ways, no. It should be in you, be part of you. At the end of the day, it's not just something that we just check, Rosh Hashanah, check, Aser Shem Yitzchuva, check, Tom Yidali, check, no. It's got to be Lachem, it's got to be part of, it's got to be part of us. It's got to be real, sincere, and genuine. What a beautiful idea of the Ber Moshe, Kuznets, Richard Meyer, Morgenstern, Shlita. Let's review these five ideas. He started off saying that the Tzadik Yosef, Vayelech Moshe, where did he go? At the end of the day, he wanted to bring himself in Chai Yisrael. It's very easy to give Musar to other people. But before he gave that last speech, he wanted to make sure to bring himself to all, include himself with Chai Yisrael, with Bnei Yisrael. Beautiful idea about making sure to be able to make yourself a part of the Kla. The second idea was for the Tver Shulma Radomsk, Hashem Nakecha, who over Lefanecha? Why'd say who over Lefanecha? And then he said about Yeshua, who then Yeshua is going to be an over? Says the Tver Shulma, just like Hashem Baruch is an over, just like Hashem Baruch is Ma'avi Rishon, like Gemara Rosh Hashanah Yud Zayin says, so to every leader. You can't look at the details, you got to look at the Neshama, you got to look at every single Jew. You can't look at the one mistake here, one mistake there, like the Rabbi Trink story. You have to look at the Neshama. Who over Lefanecha? Hashem Baruch is an over, so Yeshua is going to be an over. And how much more so for us? Like Rabbi Nachman says, to look for the good within ourselves, then with that Nekuda Tova and Resh Pebez, then we can find the Nekuda Tova and others. Then my Yosef, if Spinka tells us, right, and Laman Alf, and Zayin, the Rashi says, Zakenim Shabbador, you should hone in on the Zakenim, make sure to ask him for advice. But the Emir Yosef of Spinka says, to make sure to have the cloud, the Shalom, like the Mishnah says in Uksin, you have Shalom, you have peace, you have everything. That's what Nazan says when on Yom Nor, Moshe Yudaman, I'm in two words, someone else, or Palm says, most important times right after Rosh Hashanah, right after Shul. What are you talking about? It's very good, easy to be a Jew when you're in such Shul. But what are you down? Kleich of Achtus, especially, comes to Gemara Yoma. Yom Kippur is only Meratzah, only forgives them the sins between us and Hashem. But in Yom Kippur, you have to make sure to bind up those interpersonal relationships, to be able to make sure to make amends. That Kedas Yitzchak, the fourth idea, Lamanaf, Yotchnas, Shemitah. At the end of the seventh year, you go to have the Hakel. What's Pshat? At the end of the day, we're showing the Rebbeinu Shalom, even after Shemitah, even when we're going back into the fields, we remember the Torah study, remember Limud HaTorah. What's important. And that's exactly what the Tosher Rebbe says, Hashivin Avinu L'Sorasech. We want to come to Tshuva, it starts with Talmud Torah, and the fifth and final idea for the Ber Moshe of Kuznets. Kizu lachem, it's a shira azos, the ato we know, the ato is lashon shuva, but it's got to be lachem, it's got to be part of you, it's got to be within you. And that's what the Yom Terkech says, yes, action, yes, thoughts are good, but now it's time to change. Akema mitzias be'emes, we want to show the Rebbeinu Shalom that down deep we want to do the mimema akim, down deep we're calling out the Rebbeinu Shalom, and anything and everything that we do, we're doing it with the Chodesh Baruch Hu in our minds. But we should be zochav Ezra Shem to always have ourselves part of the tzibor, to always look for the good within every Jew, and don't look at the details, but look at everyone as a neshama. At the end of the day, to be able to make sure we're part of the klal, to be able to understand the godless of Talmud Torah, but specifically during our Simi Tshuva, and to understand at the end of the day when we do Tshuva, it can't just be on the chitzonis, but it's got to be pnimis, it's got to be real, sincere, and genuine. Wishing everyone Gemar Chasimutov.